Hi there, welcome to Messy Magic. Thank you so much for clicking play today. I'm your host, Nadee Guy, and I have been inspired to jump on and give you a little prompt for where we're at in the year. Which before I do that, actually, let me invite you to, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet and you'd like to receive future episodes, please don't forget to do that, whether you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really makes a big difference. And I'd be honored if you subscribed and got every podcast into your queue. Today's episode, I'm sure, will be a quick one because it's really just a prompt to think about how you're tracking for the year of 2024, if you're listening to this relatively close to when I publish it. It's the end of March, and I feel like this is a really good time for us to think back to the start of the year, or maybe the end of last year, and the goals that we set ourselves or the habits that we decided we wanted to put into place, maybe the word of the year that we chose, and just think about how we're tracking. This came up for me because I recently realized, and I don't remember what the trigger was for me to realize this, but I realized that I'd already fallen off track. And to be honest, I'd forgotten what my word of the year was. It might have been when a friend was talking about their word of the year, and I was like, hang on, I chose a word of the year and I couldn't remember what it was. And it took a little bit of thinking. It took me like a minute or two to actually think through what that word was. And when I remembered it, it fully landed. Like it was a really full bodied, yeah, that's right. That feels really good. And that's still where I want to go this year in terms of my word and what I want to create. But it just made me think, like, if it was the end of the year now, how would I be feeling about my progress? And I think I'd be really disappointed that, not that I had fallen off track, but just that I had lost sight of what I had said I was going to work towards this year. And when I realized that it was only March, it felt like an exhale. It felt like freedom to go, oh, yeah, okay, well, we are a few months in, but we've got a long way to go. And there's plenty of time to pull it back on track. Now, I will say here, and I've said this before, that I don't think we need a new year, an end of the year, a beginning of the year, any particular time to set goals or to recalibrate. But they're good milestones, I guess. They're good prompts for us to go through that process. And I thought it would be a good time to just record a podcast and remind you, if you're like me, and you like to set yourself visions and dreams and things that you're working towards, just to check in at this stage of the year and look at how you're tracking. So I've got a few journaling prompts for you if you're a journaling kind of person, or maybe you just want to think through them for you if you want to come back to this when you've got a moment to sit down and do some journaling. I'll put them in the show notes as well so that you don't have to listen back through the whole episode. But these are the questions that I am asking myself right now. And these can be useful to do at any time, I guess. But right now, at the end of March 2024, it feels like a good time. So what are my goals for the year? That's if you set goals. Sometimes I set goals and sometimes I don't. Over the past few years, I've been more likely to set intentions rather than specific sort of hard goals, and I find that that works better for me. But I'm going to be revisiting what those were. What is my word of the year. If you set yourself a word, I just find it's a really beautiful North Star to have, even if you don't have anything else, having a word to guide you and just help you recalibrate if you ever feel like you're falling off track is a really supportive thing to have in place. And if you don't have one, now is a really good time to choose one. And I actually have an episode that I've recorded previously that can help you can help you pick your word of the year. I'll link that in the show notes as well. Am I on track? And I guess this feels like a bit of a heavy question, to be honest. Am I on track? I could word that a bit differently. But just how am I feeling about whether I'm aligned or not with my vision for this year? And where do I need to recalibrate? You know, if things aren't going the way that I thought they would, or if I've forgotten my word of the year, or if something's changed. I know for me, in my life, there's been a lot of big changes already this year. So where do I need to recalibrate? What do I need to release or let go of or stop doing? I love this because I feel like we often ask ourselves a question of like, what do I need to do? Or what do I want to work towards? Or one of the other questions I have is, are there any habits I'd like to build? But I also think that there's power in thinking about what we can actually let go of rather than adding to. And in line with that as well, is there anywhere I need to forgive myself? I listened to a podcast. No, it was an audiobook actually. It was Denise Duffield Thomas's audiobook, Lucky Bitch, which I've nearly finished. And she talks a lot about the process or the practice of forgiveness. And that includes forgiving yourself for anything that you need to let go of. And I really think that, can be a really powerful practice. So specifically with regard to where you're at this year, is there anything that you need to forgive yourself for? Because I think when we forgive ourselves, we have so much more energy to move forward. And then I mentioned just before that the question, are there any habits I'd like to build? And for me, I think one of the habits I would like to get into is reviewing my word of the year and my intentions that I set for the year as well, which I do actually have the intentions on little post-it notes on my desk. I also have created phone wallpapers with them, which I change every now and then. So that's a practice that I can get back to. But is there anything that you'd like to put in place that's like a supportive structure for you to help you stay in alignment with what you want to bring into the world this year? And just finally, an overarching question of what would you like to be celebrating at the end of 2024? And this is a really great exercise too, just thinking about, by the end of this year, what do you want to be looking back on and being really proud of, being really excited about, and really celebrating? And that will give you clues as to what to focus on for the next 9 months, because we do have 9 whole months of the year left. So I hope this is supportive. I feel like now is a really good time to check in with how you're feeling about how you're going this year, maybe recalibrate where you need to, and kick it off again. And I mean, you can do this, like I said, at any time you want to. But if there's things that you'd like to do this year, now's a really good time to revisit what those are, and turn a fresh page and start again. Learn from maybe what's happened already in the past few months, integrate those lessons, and then alchemize it into new energy for the upcoming few months. Feels really good to have brought that to you. I've been thinking about it for a few days, so I hope it's supportive. If you go through the exercise, please jump over to Instagram and send me a message and let me know how it goes. I'm at Nadee Guy. I will link that in the show notes as well. So I hope it's a beautiful day where you are. I'll be back with you again soon. And in the meantime, have a magical day.